Oh, hello. I am Letty Butler, creative coach and co-host of Prompty Prompt. This is a spin-off of the main podcast where I give you a creative prompt to kickstart your writing right here, right now. So grab a pen or a laptop, find a quiet spot and get ready to get the creative juices flowing. So I find the best way to do these prompts is to write along as I talk, obviously once the prompt started. Don't edit as you go, don't pause, just write for the specified time, and then you can always go back and edit at the end. So today is an unexpected change exercise. So the thing that keeps us reading when we're hooked on a book is change. So every time a change happens, it creates curiosity for readers and brains. Our brains are designed to be curious, to try and preempt what's happening. So as writers, we want to leave a kind of curiosity box. And a really good way of training ourselves as writers to do this is to just keep on changing the narrative. So we're going to explore that today. So I'm going to start, if you get ready to write. Here is your starting prompt. So when I read it out, I want you to just start writing. And then I'm going to hit you with a few prompts as we go through, which will initiate some kind of change in your narrative, just to get you into a more flexible writing spirit. So here goes. It was the day my grandmother exploded. Okay, I'm about to drop a bomb on you. And whatever you're writing, keep going. But I would like you to change the location. So wherever your piece is currently set, I want you to find a way to move it to a different place. Okay, well done. Keep writing. And now I challenge you to introduce a new character. Just the first thing that comes into your head, just get that new character in. Okay, last one. I want you to incorporate the word daffodils into your piece. Okay. Well done. I wonder how easy you found that or how difficult. Really, what we're trying to get you to do is encourage you to let go and keep introducing change, because that's what keeps the pages turning. That's what makes it exciting. Readers like to be kept on their toes, but they also like to try and guess what's going to happen. So creating opportunities for them to do that really engages them with the text. If you enjoyed today's prompt, let us know. If you didn't, let us know. You can do that via Twitter or Instagram at PromptyPrompt, or drop us an email, promptyprompt@gmail.com, or have a look at our website. You can find everything in our show notes. Tune in soon for another creative prompt. Thank you for listening.